Hole in One, narrated by Alexandra Anderson. For Cupido in collaboration with Saga. Old Gods by Mikel R. I tore off my clothes and laid down on the sun-soaked stone between the petroglyphs. I enjoyed the tiredness in my muscles after the hike through the woods, and the solitude out here. The freedom from all considerations. The freedom to simply lie here, naked and sweaty, without having to think about bathing or clothing. I could smell myself as part of the smell of the forest. Rich soil, my armpits, old trees, my privates. I must have slept for a long time. For a brief second, I was back in the rhythm of the city, but I caught myself at it and didn't look at the clock. The spruces had turned into tight black silhouettes around the petroglyph area. The moon looked down on me like the pale eye of a mild-mannered god. A strange mood came over me, a sort of preparedness for something lurking out in the shadows. I wasn't scared. What was there to be scared of? The petroglyph site was an old cult gathering spot. Many liters of animal blood, perhaps also human blood, had filled the notches and ridges in the stone and coloured the sand beneath it red. But that was 1,000 years ago. The Seitha, the religions, even the gods were dead. What did I, a child of machines, a godless PC user, have to fear? But still, this watchful expectation. Not fear, but rather arousal. I lit a big fire just below the petroglyphs. The red-yellow flickering light made the drawings even clearer than the conservator's red paint. Every little irregularity in the rock threw long shadows, giving the old ships a restless sea. It was as if the cliff came to life, as if the memory of blood from sacrificial animals and the monotonous song of the Seitha had been woven by the fire's dance. My fire attracted the gods the way the Seitha's bonfire had, thousands of years ago. Above me, the Milky Way lay like a belt of light, a myriad of stars, tens of thousands of them, like sperm under a microscope. I took the big roll of rough, ivory paper out of my backpack and tore off 4 feet or so. I put the paper across the biggest drawing of a ship and weighted it down with rocks. Then I tore up a big tuft of grass and wetted it with water from my field bottle. I stared at the front end of the ship and rubbed the paper with the tuft of grass in long strokes. The petroglyph became visible as a pale silhouette in the dark earthen colour. The result was stunning. I could get a few thousand for it when I got it fixed and framed at home in my studio. The up-and-coming young love decorating their offices with these kind of things. I assume it gives an impression of solidarity and tradition.